The Blizzard, February 27, 1945. Finds atheist in foxhole. It's himself. A couple of INR corporals who led two companies safely through the minefields to Mount Belvedere's slopes have been warmly commended by Lieutenant William D. Crooks, S2, for the job they did. Scared to death while they were doing it, they admit, Corporal Bennett L. Bogus was delighted afterwards because he had killed a German, and he had come out alive. And T5 Robert W. Parker was philosophically pleased because he had discovered there were atheists in foxholes. Let Bogus tell his story first. I was lead scout and took the company through the break in the minefields below Belvedere. There was no opposition until the ridge above Corona, where we spotted four men. A flare lit up the place, and we saw two of the krauts running towards us. I hollered, "Halt!" The company scout fired his Tommy gun, but it jammed. But I got the other guy with my M1. We threw grenades over the ridge and continued advancing until we heard a sound in the bush. One kraut came out and surrendered, and told one of our men who spoke German that there were five more in a dugout who wanted to surrender. The other scout went into the dugout while I covered him. He brought out three men and a lieutenant. They had been in their sacks. The lieutenant asked permission to get his helmet. Then we herded them out. Then we moved back 75 yards below the crest of the ridge and waited for the rest of the company. A machine pistol opened up on our right flank, and we fired at it until the company came up. Then the pistol was silenced, and we advanced over the ridge above Valpiana. A horsebreaker and rodeo rider from Las Cruces, New Mexico, Bogus, 21, hopes to go back to rodeo riding after war. Parker led his company up the ridges beyond Quarchula. It was pinned down for an hour and a half by highly accurate mortar fire. While the company dug in, he went back to report. "The trip back was the worst," said Parker. "I got shot at by Nazis from 25 yards and had to hop from ditch to ditch when I was caught in some 170-millimeter fire at the base of the ridge at Corona. I burrowed deep into one ditch. Shells were bursting over and around me, and all I thought about were holes and Germans. As far as I'm concerned, there are atheists in foxholes." Parker, 22, is from Rochester, New York. He spent 2 years at St. Lawrence University working as a tree surgeon to pay for his education. He plans to go back to St. Lawrence under the GI Bill of Rights.